and Footprint Show, where we talk about government, music, art, health, science, ufology, religion, metaphysics, and all things spiritual. In short, we'll examine the truth, and when we find things that aren't right, we'll offer creative solutions. And now, the host of Evidence Footprints, Don Nikoloff. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com on this August the 7th, 2008. Actually, on the East Coast and in the Central Time Zone, it is now 8:08, or that infamous day, the opening day of the International Olympics in Beijing, China. We have this bird flu pandemic scare that a lot of people are looking at. This seems like an event that might be somehow coordinated to dance with the festivities. Maybe the closing ceremonies at the Olympics. We're in for a very interesting 2 weeks, I can say that much. And I don't want to give that too much of the wrong kind of energy, because there were people who have devoted their lives to the upcoming performances that they're going to make, athletically speaking, and so we wish everyone on all the teams the best of luck and the best of success at their endeavors, and hopefully we will all move through this in a peaceful fashion. Let me say that. Now, I've gotten a lot of emails from people regarding tonight's guest, and we're going to try to answer some of the questions that folks are asking, because admittedly, there's a wealth of information that has come forward through this guest. He is a former real estate developer in large real estate developments, and as well as having been involved in investment banking, we could say. And he has been publishing books and bringing a message to those that are awakened and are paying attention to what's going on around the world. The books that he has published on his website, nomorehoaxes.com, are entitled The Handbook of the New Paradigm, and that is the first in the series of three books that he recommends reading. Then Embracing the Rainbow, followed by the third publication, Becoming. I have read those three books. In fact, I passed the test to acquire the fourth book, which he kindly forwarded a copy to me, and it's called Messages for the Ground Crew. And I have to say, the information has a ring of truth. Everything you read is going to shake the foundations of your belief system, hopefully awaken your consciousness, and empower you to become the human being that we were and that you were created to be. With that, I would like to welcome to his second appearance on Evident Footprints, Mr. George Green. George, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you.
How'd I do on your qualifications? I know you've got many, but I sort of screwed it up the first time, I think, a little bit. But
that's fine. No, I appreciate it. No, I was a registered financial principal and a broker-dealer in the securities business. And as you said, a real estate developer. I was a banker. I did all these things that you're talking about for the radio station as far as the background.
Mm-hmm.
Basically the game of money, and that's what you're looking at. Then I got involved with other things out here, and that's what we're trying to do right now, is wake people up of what's really happening. When your opening remarks about the pandemic that was set up, that's because of the flu vaccines that they're making right now for supposedly coming up. And, you know, that's all part and parcel of the big plan that they've got for population control.
Yes. Well, they're going to do what they're going to do, and I guess that brings us to the point to where people are going to have to start taking responsibility for their own lives, making their own decisions instead of allowing others to make those decisions for them. Would you agree to that?
place, person has to be a responsible period for everything that's going on, including what is happening to the rest of the planet. We've all allowed this to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So the game is, again, number one is responsibility. The first game, first rule is to gain all knowledge. And the knowledge is what is occurring on the planet. And the programming of, like you said, you brought up the Olympics on it, is to get people diverted away from what's really happening on the planet, get you involved with sports, it gets you involved with music, other things that do not apply to what is happening. Not that these aren't important in doing things, but to get the masses so they are totally asleep as they take over the world.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's, you know, having been an athlete myself, I was a long-distance runner. That was my love in terms of sports activities, and I played all sports, but there was nothing like going out and being the whole team by yourself. You know, there's a tremendous amount of discipline involved. There's a tremendous health benefit to it, and I know that it opened avenues to some of my higher gifts just through the rigor of the training and the devotion to it. And so there's an aspect of athletic achievement that I think allows us to experience certain aspects of the physical reality, let's say. But it's not everything.
The physical reality is a focus, is a part of this. Understanding that this body that's rent-erect that you have is basically controlled by the soul within. And
yes.
You're here to experience on the physical plane. That's the first thing. The physical plane with certain rules, but we've broken all the rules. And so planet Earth's getting ready for the big, if you want to look at it, the changing of the guard, so to speak, the collapse of the systems as we know it, because what we've done hasn't worked.
Mm-hmm. Now, for the benefit of the listeners, would you enumerate some of those rules that we've broken?
If you look at even and simply the so-called Ten Commandments, every one of those have been broken, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if we've done that, then what else are we doing? The first law of the first law of the universe is to gain all knowledge. Now, the rule book is the first one is the law of attraction. What we put out, we're going to get back, right?
Yes.
In other words, what even Christ said, what you sow, you shall reap. That's responsibility. The second law is the law of intent. What did we intend for the thought that we made manifest? I mean, you have to go back to the beginning of what this is all about.
Mm-hmm.
John 1 says, in the beginning there was the Word. That wasn't a correct translation. In the beginning it was thought. Words are just thought out loud.
Yes.
So you have to look at it. Since we are thought made manifest, then what was the purpose of the thought? And that's to explore and to find out what we are. And if things that we need to do, the four basic rules of the universe, is the law of attraction, which I mentioned, the law of intent, what did you intend with your thought? The next one, you have to allow that thought to make manifest. And the final one, which we've broken, it's got to be in balance. Well, planet Earth is not in balance right now. There isn't anything you can see. I mean, the air is polluted, the water is polluted, the ocean's dying, everything we're looking at, including the airwaves of the information that's going out to people right now is in a way to manipulate people's thoughts. And what we're trying to do is make people think.
Mm-hmm.
And think, and what are they supposed to be doing is getting themselves at this minute prepared for what's coming down, the Global 2000 agenda, which is to reduce the world's population down to less than 500 million, which is the Earth's carrying capacity. Now, the information is available through the Georgia Guidestones, through my website, nohoax.com. You can read the Global 2000 or the Plan 2000. These are government documents that shows that they have determined that the planet itself, and these are, I was in Washington, D.C., they call it the World Watch Association. They're monitoring everything on the planet, the animals, the air, the water, the whole work. And we passed the point of being able to sustain ourselves. So a small group of people have put together the Global 2000 agenda. As Henry Kissinger said, there's just too many people on the planet. So what they're going to do is, what their plans are, is to reduce the world's population back down to its carrying capacity, which is less than 500 million, which is, they've already put a monument up recognizing this fact in Georgia called the Georgia Guidestones.
Now, here's a question, which is sort of an analytical question, and maybe there's a bit of intuition in it. If what they say is true, who bears the responsibility for that? Now, initially, you already made the statement that we all do. Yet we, the average citizen, the average inhabitant of planet Earth, is not orchestrating the plans that have been carried out. Let's just look at the past 100 years, where they've created oil monopolies and control the energy that really, I can't see any reason why it couldn't have been equally shared amongst everyone if that was the predominant energy source. Or the stance of medicine to toxify the human body instead of to heal the human body. Is it always that they were operating under this premise that there were too many people here? And what gives them the right to decide who goes?
The answer to that, I sat in on the group of those people, and their ego is at the point they said they're going to make godlike decisions on who lives and who dies. Their analysis, very scientifically, they've taken all the data and information to them, as Kissinger said. Look, the number one problem on the planet, we got too many people. We don't have enough of the resources that can able to take care of them. 40% of the world today are existing on less than $2 a day. They're existing. So if you drop it down to a dollar a day, a third of the world, 2 billion people are existing on less than a dollar a day. So now we have to look at what can a dollar buy. Where right now you can go to the grocery store and a lemon's $1.50. So you can understand the situation. They just said, well, we can't take care of it. Well, I'm recognizing that it could have been taken care of, but the politics of the world is so screwed up right now. Politics, yes,
and the greed, because the first thing that jumps in my face is their greed. The very people that are saying this are the greediest people on the planet.
Well, it's really worse than that. Kissinger said the absolute aphrodisiac is power. So these put these people in position of power and to put everybody in the same position. We've created an economic system where you can't turn on a TV or you can't turn on a radio when you're putting out products and stuff for people to desire. So we're going to have to come to a new understanding of needs and wants. The needs for you to survive and things you may want, but do you really need it? Right now, people are going to have to go back to needs, and we're running out of water clear across the United States, other countries, throughout the world. Mm-hmm. And that's the critical mental.
Well, I'm certain on some level that we've all contributed to some sort of pollution,
By our educational systems, we've allowed certain people to just, let somebody else do it. We've mm-hmm. let our politicians let them do it. And what have they done? Like I say, what we've done at this point is allow somebody else to take control of our lives. And we've gone along with the thing because it made it easy for us. We didn't get out of bed. We didn't go do these things. We didn't study and find out what's really behind it. We made vehicles and stuff that are totally destroy themselves within a couple of years. We use fuel that is polluting the air. We're mm-hmm. doing, one airplane that loads up in Seattle and goes into New York is taking, 8,000 gallons of fuel. And it, as you know, it's $7 a gallon, roughly, for air fuel. It's $56,000 worth of just fuel that's blown in about 3 hours.
Mm-hmm. And that blame gets transferred to the average consumer that's doing all the work, that's paying for all of this stuff, ultimately.
Well, that's right. But the work is being transmitted to do the bidding for the few, because the few control it all, and it's all controlled through the monopoly game of money.
Yes.
Money is controlled by the Federal Reserve, the private bank here in the United States, and other central bankers throughout the world that go through the Bankers Bank of the Bank of International Settlements, which is 13 families control the entire planet.
Yeah. Well, yes, I understand that. You understand I'm raising these questions on the behalf of the listener that's saying, this may be happening. The person that's hearing this for the first time or those that are looking for the solutions, we have these stalemates in reason. The you know, it's not the average person starting the war. We take responsibility when we allow them to do this, but then the average person says, well, what can I do to come up against an army? What can I do to come up against all this technology? And so, again, the answer is in another place. It's not through that system. It's not by changing that system. It's through the creation of something new.
That's correct. But the idea is to gain the knowledge of what it is and what you can do and how to get yourself out of harm's way, because it's too late to stop what's starting. This stampede that's happening on the planet is escalating. Remember, the globalists have been planning this thing for centuries right now, and their goal is the one world order. And they want to have this all done by the year 2012. That's only 4 years from now.
Yeah. Now, have you come up against any friction from the powers that be because of the message that you're bringing out, or they ask you to share this? Or?
No, the powers that be that are running this planet, no, they don't care about me because they think they've won. I mean, like I say, they've already erected a monument to that down in Georgia, the Georgia Guidestones. You can take a look and read. I mean, you can pull that up on your internet and take a look at it and see in pictures of it and see what it says. One world order. One religion. 500 million people. And it's done in 8 languages.
Yes, I know. And it's basically mimicking words, something similar to Stonehenge.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. Well, the reason I ask that question is because there are those out there that want to discredit your message. Now, I've read 4 of the works that you've published, and I can't say that I've read a word that I can disagree with. If I keep an open mind and listen to what's being said in these books, it rings like the truth.
Well, the truth is that everybody can't read those books, and those people that can read them and reread them, your whole life will change because all of a sudden you'll understand what you are in relationship to the rest of the universe.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and fundamentally, I mean, you know, my own experience in metaphysics and my study of metaphysics and my experience with those with whom I've come into contact with, including yourself, demonstrate that's a fundamental theme that seems to be there all the time. It doesn't matter what anyone says about it, what judgments or dispersions they cast against it. It's a reality for those of us that have a sensitivity to that those of us that understand those issues and are not afraid to consider them as possibilities. Our experience is totally different. Now, I'm not saying that I'm able to manifest everything I know about metaphysics because it comes up against the system down here, you know, in this three-dimensional world, which is very, very controlled. What spiritual gifts I have and those of others that I know are constantly clashing with these forces.
Well, you know, the problem is that how do you transmit information to other people so they can think about it? It's like if you go to my website, nohoax.com, your listeners can download the handbook for free. You can download the audio on an MP3 player and listen to it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, this allows you to think and discern yourself whether or not it's right for you, frankly.
Yes.
And then if you can't understand it, go on about your business and bless you. Because at some point, that information that is being given to you, at this point, it's the handbook for the new paradigm or the new understanding. It's an instruction manual to awaken you so you can be part of the solution to what's happening.
Yes. Now, I can tell you from personal experience, and this is for the listeners out there, that as I read what's in the book, I sense that there's a coding in the language. In other words, what is there is encoded in a way to facilitate the opening of consciousness.
Well, it's kind of like an antivirus device for your computer, where you put in programs.
Yeah.
Exactly what it is. It's an antivirus device to your thought processes, because you've been programmed to think a certain way, and what this does is clean out all the cobwebs, so now all of a sudden you start looking at the world for what it really is.
Mm-hmm. And I... I mentioned to you both off the air and just now on the air that it rings very true to me because many of these concepts are familiar to me. I also found myself reading it from the perspective of someone who had never heard this before. In other words, I put myself in the shoes of the average person, and that wasn't much of a stretch to do that because all I have to do is read some of the email I get on occasion from some people that are, you know, in their own way, they're searching, and they're not yet ready to get all the information. They haven't graduated, the first level or maybe the third or fourth level. You know, it's just like us graduating through school the way it is. I mean, if you haven't made it through junior high school yet, there's a good chance that you're not going to qualify for the level of education that you're supposed to get in a university.
Well, maybe you're not supposed to get in a university. Remember, all the schools are programmed thinking to have you think a certain way, and it could be all malarkey. Everything I found out is based on a lie. It's like if you would take one of those books right now and pick one of the pages where it has the, you know, the numbers of it. Each of those lessons, you can pick one, and that'll probably apply to you today. And there's so many of them, they just come at it in a different way. And remember, the information there is coming from off-planet, frankly. I agreed to publish information from extraterrestrial sources that are monitoring the planet.
Okay. Yeah, now that to me, that seems perfectly plausible and understandable based on my experience
But you're making your opinion there, and I have the same thing. I just happen to say, okay, I made an agreement. I lived my experience in order to get to this position, and I've put out the effort to get these things printed and put them out into the people and put them on the line so they can get them. They can download them for free.
Yeah.
You know, because the information is so important. And it's, the other thing is that we don't get the information out, we're not going to have a planet at all.
Yes. Well, I hope you understand when I mention, graduating from one level of school to another. Of course, that's within the paradigm. That's acknowledged. And the fallacy of what an education is definitely well taken. I understand that as well. I'm speaking just rhetorically. And if you were in a place where you were getting a true education, I think there's going to be a progression of whatever topic you're studying. And you get to, you know, it's whether it's math 101 or music 101, moving to 102, 103, however you want to categorize it.
That's how they're programming you to think a certain way.
Yes,
And that's, remember, you're putting everything into a box. Maybe it isn't that way. See, that's what
I understand that, yes.
Question everything. That's what I ask. I question these. The more you question the material in the books, the more you're going to start going into the understanding that the universe is logical, mysterious maybe, but don't make it mystical.
I understand that. I understand your point. This is for sake of conversation here, because we have a lot of people that are still, you know, inside the box to one extent or another. And occasionally we may say something, any of us can say something that gives one the appearance that we're in the box. And I guess as long as we're in a three-dimensional world and we're communicating via speech or any other, through writing or any of the physical representations of how we communicate, we're going to be communicating within this three-dimensional reality. Until we communicate telepathically, for example, or even what's beyond that, you know.
Well, look, we have a lot of scientists and a lot of our government programs that are teaching people how to do that, and indirectly, a lot of people are doing that already. They call them the sixth sense or whatever you want to do it. It's just amplifying on that. It's a question of thought and communicating, and that's basically. We should get to that point, but we don't. By getting in pure thought, we don't lie. All we're doing is transmitting the information that we need.
Yeah. And now, as I see or foresee the coming changes that are taking place here on Earth, And I'm not necessarily now referring to the system, but I'm talking about the potential to create something new. I see those that are awake and are progressing, moving to a higher vibration, being able to, let's say, recall or remember the gifts that we have inside, the higher gifts. Do you see us communicating that way and understanding things on a higher level in the universe without the need to be taught in a school, let's say, or from a book?
I don't see that, no, because we're being condensed down so much by all the vibrational information. The TV, the microwaves, the cell phones, and everything is making everybody dumb. I mean, look, you wouldn't put your head in a microwave, and yet everybody's walking around with a cell phone in their head, and that's all microwave transmissions. We're dumbing down the kids. We're giving them Alzheimer's, basically. We're burning up the inner cells within the hearing system, so the people are losing, they can't even hear or remember what was said. So you have to look at this on a much bigger thing. Are we going to get to that point? Not at this time. I don't see how we're going to turn it around at that point. We got troubles enough just with the media. I mean, you just mentioned it. We got 2 weeks of programming coming in from the Olympic side of China right now, and it's all programmed. Going to delight you to see, you sit back and be entertained as the world is being turned upside down around us.
Yeah. Okay, now, when I mention this future possibility, in other words, I'm speaking of those that are awakened and those are going to focus their intention on creating.
Yeah, well, out of the chaos, and remember, that's how the creation works. Out of the chaos, we're going to create something new. Do we do it with the memory patterns that are generated within us? No, I don't think so. I think we have to call on the creation itself in order to act through us as we're going to act upon the information that will be given to us at that time, because we don't have the knowledge enough to do it. Otherwise, we would have done it already.
As a group, as a whole.
That's
now,
right.
One of the issues that comes up quite frequently, and I've seen this in several publications, or heard it in a talk with someone that's speaking from a vantage point of higher consciousness, or, you know, it could be someone who is considered to be a psychic, or someone who is... There are different terms. I mean, these are just labels, but I'm speaking about someone that's spiritually advanced enough to perceive these things on a higher level. You yourself are receiving this information from an extraterrestrial source. That's accomplished. Either they're mailing you things, or they're knocking on your spiritual door and speaking to you through spirit or a combination of mind and spirit. You're getting the message somehow. There are others who are having the same experiences, and they talk about similar things. And then there are those out there that have a wealth of information about all these secret societies and all these controlling factors that we mentioned on the past show and a little bit tonight. You know, the Illuminati families, the bankers, the military-industrial complex, the big corporations, those that are controlling the system. And the general feeling is that that there's only so much that they're willing to accept as what the universe has to offer. And that if someone like yourself or anyone that brings a message of hope and quite possibly is totally true, they have to find some vantage point for attack. Now, if they're so certain that they're going to succeed in this, and it may very well may be true, why are they so concerned about the truth getting out? Why are they singling out certain journalists, certain talk show hosts, certain teachers of truth?
Well, because people are obviously causing people to start to do things and think against the grain. But remember, ultimately, it comes back to the fourth law of allowance. You got to allow, or the third law. The third law of allowance, you got to allow all this information to go out and sort it out. Now we're making judgments on how people think, and that's what you're talking about, the thought police out here.
Yeah.
This is all part of a game. It goes in many dimensions. It's much higher than even here, because there's groups of extraterrestrials that are hoping that we're going to destroy ourselves. So how do we discern? Discernment is the big rule here. The discernment is that, like, the information that you have just received and you got from me, when you read it, it rings true. Well, how much truth is there? Well, you're going to find out it's a little hard to disprove the information that you got.
Well, yes, and that raises a question in a very, very short sentence, in one sentence, and this is the section on the law of attraction. Now, I understood the law of attraction many years ago, and of course, I read several books that spoke about it, from Manly P. Hall to the book that, now his name escapes me, Napoleon Hill wrote, commissioned by Andrew Carnegie, Think and Grow Rich. Those are books that discuss that principle of the law of attraction, but it was always focused on achieving wealth, achieving success. And it really didn't talk so much about the spiritual side of the law of attraction. It was as though those books had been written to keep us in the box, as we say.
That's right.
And the one sentence that you wrote, and if I have your permission to read this,
I'll read it.
The law of attraction. You have simply like attracts like. Like attracts like. Now we hear these sayings: opposites attract. Well, if that were true, then we'd have the North Pole and the South Pole slamming into each other at the equator somewhere, would we not?
That's right.
Or at the center of the Earth. So basic physics dispels that saying, yet we have all these sayings, and there are millions of them that are drilled into our subconscious through the programming that we experience on various levels, whether it's TV, mainstream radio, movies, certain publications, and everyday experiences as well. And they recently came out with a book called The Secret. And instantly, I recognized the language that was being used in that book. And I don't want to say I took offense to it, but I was asked about the book by many people. And, of course, I have a radio show, and I was asked by my guests, what's my opinion about the book? I said, well, I read the book, and I saw the DVD, and the only thing I can say is I felt stronger about how I felt about the box, and that it was just trying to reinforce the concept of belief in an attachment to physical objects, the acquisition of wealth for the sake of acquiring wealth.
No
so
bad.
That so you could afford toys. It was a reiteration of those other two books that I had read from Hall.
Right. And there was no balance in it. There's no balance in that. It's all one way. And so there has to be balance at some time. And that's what we're doing now, is balancing
yes.
back the planet.
Yes. Now, let's talk about the Earth in terms of what you... The information you've brought forward clearly states this. Again, I would recommend that anyone read the three books. The Earth itself, if one contemplates this without even reading your books, the Earth has been here for a long time, and it seems to be able to manage things on its own. And the Creator and those involved in the creation of the Earth and watching it progress through eons of time have to have understood the process that had begun when the Earth was just a speck of thought, and then it manifested into this huge planet with a 24,000-mile equator, and it's moving 1,000 miles an hour in space. The level of science and the level of knowledge that allows the Earth to be a conscious entity in and of itself, it does not require us at all to exist. And yet, if we misuse it or we abuse it, it also knows how to take care of itself.
It's going to take care of itself. That's the reason why. The people that say, well, we've got to bless the planet. Yeah, bless it for giving us the food. But right now, the people on it, which we're not indigenous to this planet. We were brought from other star systems, frankly. This has been was the jewel in the thing, and well, we made a cesspool out of a jewel.
Mm-hmm. What do you think... what do you think our karma is going to be for how we have abused the earth? And I don't think anyone can escape that at some level.
Well, it's the creation itself figuring out what works and what doesn't work. And so we're an extension of the thought of the creation. So we're part of the play, if you look at it from that way. But ultimately, this experiment is not working. And so the question is from a soul level. Are we going to be allowed to continue our soul journey on other places, which is a possibility? Those that, my understanding is, those that don't wake up at this point will be locked into here for, on whatever time exists, because time doesn't exist on the dimensions that I'm involved in. All it is a sequence of events, and the events that are occurring right now, we measure by as you said, the time and going around, and time has something to do within the universe, but even there, it's part of the vibrational mix of the whole universe. And so these are things that we have to get people to think about. And
yeah.
Not looking, in other words, looking back at what is this is all about, and it's all spelled out in the books.
Yes.
Everything's all spelled out.
Yeah, I'm bringing that up basically because of my awareness that... you know, the thoughts that we put out and our actions as well affect everything in the universe. I'm sure you would agree that ultimately everything that exists all is one, and that the life experience is the individuation of various aspects of that oneness, which is experiencing itself through that individuation. Would you agree?
Sure, that's what the creation's all about, is exploring what it is. You know, when I got involved with the extraterrestrials, the question I had to them is, well, what's above the creation? And then the answer back to me, which made a lot of sense, is that there's still mysteries for them to find out.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to address that what's going on right now. We've got the mystery called planet Earth that we've been so programmed to think a certain way. Now we got to unprogram ourselves. And that's
yes.
The purpose of these books, to deprogram you so you can understand who and what you are in relationship to what's going on, and what also how you can prepare and get yourself ready for what's going to be transpiring from us in the days ahead.
Mm-hmm. Now, here's another rhetorical question, I guess, because maybe I'm just picking up the thoughts of the listening audience. And it goes back to those that have made this decision, whether it's right or wrong. I guess in any decision really that's made, it ends up being a right decision. It's just that the consequences of making that decision bring up a whole host of other situations that have to somehow be rectified. If they're capable of creating this big power structure, and I agree it's about power, and I'd have to throw greed in there, wealth, and my interpretation of wealth on the planet is really an illusion. It's an illusion used to gain power. And ultimately they have all this power, and they've destroyed the planet to this extent. In other words, the money they have could be put towards efforts to clean the planet up and to solve these problems. Why are they so hell-bent against doing that?
Well, because it's easier for them to go ahead and just reduce the population down, because they consider most people cattle.
Well, Yeah, I don't know that that's actually answering the totality of the question.
Well, the totality of it is, could they change themselves around? No, their greed and their power. They don't care. The person on the street are just people on the street. They're expendable containers. I mean, even when you go to get a job today, your description is you're a human resource.
Okay. Now, then that brings up the next logical question is then, if we are the cattle, I don't know if that's an answer to a what or a who question. If I ask what are we, I guess they would say cattle.
That's right.
Are you saying if I say who are we, are they going to call us useless eaters, or are they going to again call us cattle?
The same thing.
Okay, then what do we call them? Who are they, and what are they?
Well, just a group of people who have got a lot more of intelligence, and rather than using the intelligence for, as you said, the good of mankind, have done back for the same thing, for the power and the greed to control other people, and which is built on themselves.
Yeah, that may be intelligence, but to me it sounds very devious too.
Well,
yeah, I could call it a lot of other things.
You could call it whatever you will. People call it the work of the devil. They can call it anything they want to. It's really, again, back to being logic. The universe is logical. So
mm-hmm.
If you look at the logic of it, if you give away your power to somebody, you've given up something that you should have taken on to. Now, you may mm-hmm. not be able to give up the power. You may be somehow disabled, either by disease, accident, or something else. All of a sudden, then you're responsible for that action, but meanwhile you get other people because you want to help them, and that is part of the thing. You put out and help as many people as you can.
Mm-hmm.
But there are certain people that just don't care. Their ego is saying, I'm the only one that counts. That's the end of the game. Everybody else, they don't count. And that's what we got right now. A few families mm-hmm. controlling the entire planet. And their
yeah.
bloodlines and controlling everything at this minute.
Yeah. Well, I understand that very well. I guess if I try to look at things from their perspective, they may have determined that the proper population is 500 million people. Now, that poses two issues. Are those people going to be permitted to procreate? And what are they going to do if they do procreate? Are they just going to kill, you know, every person that's born, they kill another one? I mean, this can go on.
No, let's get a better analysis. The planet was engineered for the maximum of 500 million people. If we had reached the spiritual balance, we would be given the technology to go to other planets.
Okay.
To continue it on, but 500 was the maximum amount. Well, right now, the planet's so out of balance, we'll be lucky to have 100 million, frankly, what they got planned right now, because there's just not enough to even sustain that. Remember, balance is the key. Well, there's everything's out of balance right now.
Yeah, well, it's a very strange situation. If you're looking at close to 7 billion people, and I don't know,
increasing 300,000 a day, 300,000 a day, 3 million
yeah.
every 10 days added to the planet over deaths. And that information, you can pull up the population clock. Just pull it up on the Internet, population clock, and it'll tell you. And in Washington, D.C., there's the call of the Population Institute. They're keeping track of all of the countries, of all the food, everything that's being made and taken care of, and it's all being combined to a small group of people that are monitoring all of this and have determined that we're using up all of the resources, and if we increase food at an accelerated basis, we're taking away energy from some other point, so the food itself has no food value. You're
mm-hmm.
You're ingesting junk, but all it's doing is making everybody obese.
Well, you know, if I pictured the term balance as a teeter-totter, and I see the heavy end with the fewest amount of people, there's definitely something not right about the spread of abundance around the planet. I mean, I'm looking at universal law now. I mean, universal law is available to everyone.
Yeah, we should be the law of abundance, the law of abundance for everybody, and that's what it should have been, but it's not anymore.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
I understand that, and I'm trying to consider all these questions that I get from the listening audience.
Sure.
Do you have any information, or can you see things on a time scale? And this is not for the purpose of creating fear. Of course, ultimately, these things are going to pan out according to the schedule that they have in mind, and they'll tweak it like they need to. What are the things that someone can expect, let's say, within the coming months? I don't know if we're down to weeks now.
Hey, you got two more ships going over through right now over towards Afghanistan and Iraq over there. They're getting ready for World War III. They're started today. They're announcing it. You got them announced today that they're going to have four new flu shots that they're going to give to people. Well, they don't even know what it is, so you know that they're getting ready to set up their own pandemic, if you want to call it that way. I mean, if you had the avian flu, the cases they claim to happen, it was only 240 or 250 people in the whole world, and yet more people are dying from vaccinations of any kind throughout the world than even worry about it. So what they want to do is get max vaccinations of people. They want to learn how to make, they're making money while they're killing us off, that's all.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway, that's presented to you. I think they're going to get the war going. The economy's going to collapse. 11 million houses are going to go into foreclosure. The commercial real estate end of it, shopping centers are closing, stores are closing all over. Sears, Roebuck, and Kmart won't even give their earnings because of they borrowed so much money to merge together. They'll probably go under. You got stores closing all over the country. Even Levitt's Furniture Company has been in the existence since 1910. Has closed all its doors. You've got this is a multiple thing that's just a roller coaster starting right now for the total collapse of our economic system as we know it. And your listeners better move their, if they have any money left right now, move their money into gold and silver. That's only been the historical balance of money throughout the planet.
Mm-hmm.
Have to have some kind of medium of exchange.
Well, and I know you probably will agree too that those that aren't able to do that are going to have to be creative and move into some sort of a barter system.
Well, they're going to have to move in with other friends and move with other people of like minds to support each other in the days ahead. In other words, back to small little compounds of people that are around that can graze and grow food without using any money whatsoever. You can take look at the Amish and look at some other of these groups of people that really don't care about money, still running, don't even have cars particularly.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of a way we're going to be right away, so you have to get used to that. Meanwhile, the number one thing is water.
Mm-hmm.
And there isn't enough water around right now. Water is going to be more, as Boone Pickens says, water will be more expensive than gasoline.
Yeah, well, we have to either learn how to drink gasoline or...
No, you're not going to do any of that. Things are going to... The war has reduced population quicker than anything else, and they're planning on using nuclear bombs, and they're telling you that up front.
Yeah. Well,
And we've done that before. That was Atlantis and Lemuria, the results of that.
Oh, yeah, we've got deserts around the world to prove that.
Right, that have radioactive results on them. I mean, what do they call Death Valley for what it is? It was dead.
Yeah. Do you see any logic in other than contaminating the soil in the United States for them to be bringing the depleted uranium from Kuwait and burying it in the mountains in Idaho?
Well, these are just stories. They're trying to figure a way to go. You have to understand the United States is the only one that produces enormous amounts of radioactive material, and we haven't set anything aside to take care of that problem. China and France and Russia, they mm-hmm. reprocess their waste. In other words, they take it back over and use it again. Instead of the depleted uranium, which was all the junk we used, we put it in, as you know, into shells and everything, and caused enormous problems with the genetics for the Iraqi people. And then we've come over here and you put it in the ground here, where we're supposed to have underground facilities in Nevada. They've been talking for that for 20 years. Alamogordo just got a new contract to start burning radiation. Well, radiation is the one that's gone up, and because of our nuclear explosions in the higher atmosphere, has put holes through the ozone. It's not the CFCs. And so we have about 40% of the ozone holes up there. We have all the gamma ultraviolet rays that are coming in, killing off 1,000 life forms a day. So, yeah, you can go talk about the depleted uranium that they're buried in the ground, but radiation has a purpose, and the radiation is to break down the soil so it allows, but it's over eons of time. This instantaneous stuff that we've created is just going to accelerate the cancer growth across the United States, which is another way of killing people off. But we're also doing that by radiating all the foods that are bringing in, all frozen hamburger that goes between the states is radiated, and that all is absorbed into the system, which is on an indirect basis causes the cancers also. And again, cancer is just runaway cells. Mm-hmm. So they learned incredible ways to learn how to make money while they're killing us off.
Well, to me, it seems like a dead-end street, because if they're now going to start a nuclear war with everything that they have created up to this point, they're headed toward the total destruction of this planet. Where do they plan on going? Are they heading
for
Mars?
They think that they can control using the radiation from the northern hemisphere because of the wind currents. That's the reason why they're... Why do you think Bush just got through buying all the acreage down in Paraguay? How Ted Turner just bought thousands of acres in Argentina, and the Rockefellers built their huge underground facility in Pine Gap, Australia? The so-called elite.
That was going to be my next question, was Paraguay. Is that cut and run, that 98,840-acre property in Paraguay?
Sure. Paraguay, the government doesn't allow any extradition for anything to do politically. So, you're going to see them disappear, as the old saying is, and you see the heads of the feds and the so-called elite leaving for the southern hemisphere. And obviously that's a clue to people. With the people who are out there, they ought to consider going, looking at the southern hemisphere while you can. And if you want to be part of the crew, as we say, first thing, you want to be part of the crew in order to change the ending of the story. Just to exist is nothing.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. And I don't think it's a coincidence that the Reverend Sun Myung Moon bought 1.4 million acres that abuts the ranch that the Bushes bought.
They know something that we don't? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Well, they think. I guess they think that, right?
Yeah.
So,
I'm looking at the same thing. I have people that get my information, they get the handbooks, they listen to me on the radio, they see me on TV, I'm on the internet everywhere, and they look at the story, and they're all concerned about the same thing that you're asking about in your station.
Yes. Well, I'm asking these questions, as you know, I said already, rhetorically, because I know that the listening audience may not have heard the shows when I talked about this. I've done whole shows on the ranches and I sense that there's an underground base there in Paraguay. We've heard reports a couple of years. Well, when this actually went down, there were already battalions of security there. Now, whether that's Blackwater or U.S. military, something was being guarded. You know, it's quite possible that they've taken gold down there and food stores, and they've got one of the longest runways in the world there, the largest aquifer in South America, I understand, is in that locale. So they're controlling something, you know.
Sure. Well, anyway, but most people can't identify with that stuff anyway. So you have to start from the beginning. you know, to get an education and come back to understand the whole, that's the reason why the handbook and its series at least awakened you up. Now, your radio program, you're trying to alert the people of all these things that are going on around the planet, and I do the same thing.
Yeah.
The biggest thing is that people taking the responsibility for what's coming down, understanding it. Can they move? Most people won't do it anyway because of a family, connections, jobs, whatever. So we're looking at that kind of thing. All we're doing is saying there's going to be a few that's going to be able to exist. Is it going to be the ones that are already in control? They're hoping so.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I would also recommend to the listening audience that they go to ProjectCamelot.org and listen to George's interview there with Bill Ryan and Gary Cassidy. Those were very good interviews.
Well, thank you.
And a lot of information came forward. I understand that there's a lot of YouTube postings, too.
Well, I'm on YouTube. Next week, you can go to Out There TV. You can watch it on the Internet, Out There TV. It's a broadcast of a current one. That'll be on next Thursday night. And it's also on cable, a couple networks across the United States.
Okay. Are you still getting a lot of requests for your publications?
Yep, I certainly am. Well, we're talking about, there are tens of thousands of these are going around. I was on Coast to Coast Radio, you know, with George Norrie.
Mm-hmm.
And we're still probably getting, and this was 3 years ago, we probably get 50 a day.
Wow. Well, that's, after 3 years, that's a lot.
Well, because the information I said 3 years ago has all come true.
Yes. Well, George, we're out of time.
Thank you for having me. Have your people go to nohoax.com, N-O-H-O-A-X.com, and they can download all of the information, the handbook, Embracing Ram of Becoming. They want hard copies. We have a special offer, and it's up on the website. And I do thank you for having me back on the radio.
And you're welcome to come back again, too, if you're around this way again. You have an open invitation.
Well, thank you, sir.
And you have a closing or parting comment that you would like to leave for the listening audience?
Well, there's a little prayer in there. We are all humans becoming. Help us become. That's all people have to say. I am a human becoming. Help me become. That allows a lot of communication to go on.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for that, and I'll say amen.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, we're going to say goodnight to our listening audience. You have been listening to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com. And tonight's guest, Mr. George Green, can be seen or heard on ProjectCamelot.org. You can go through their search facility or just look for his name on their index page. There's a wonderful interview there. As he mentioned, he's on YouTube, and he'll be on Out There TV. Also, visit his website at nohoax.com. And I recommend that you get his free e-books. They're downloadable right off of his website, The Handbook of the New Paradigm, Embracing the Rainbow and Becoming. And after you've read those three books, then I recommend that you request a copy of Messages for the Ground Crew, and he'll send that out to you. Special thanks go to Donald Newsom for making Evident Footprints possible, and for Seth Hendrick on the sound. Also, I want to remind you, we've got one more show tomorrow night, and we will be visited again by our weekly Friday night science advisor, Mr. Jim Murray. Also, I'm going to be appearing at midnight Eastern time on Republic Broadcasting on the Road Warrior Show with Chris Hinckley. You know, you may choose to tune into that. We're going to be talking about some of the genealogical issues of our current presidential candidates and some other things. In the meantime, I wish everyone a night filled with peace, love, and light, and have a good night.